Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. Well, the Huskies had the week off, finally, and a chance to heal up some bumps and bruises, probably, and I'm sure that'll be one of the themes going through today. Coach will be joining us soon here on the show, and looking forward to finding out how the Huskies are getting prepared for the Great Lakes Invitational that is coming up, the 52nd annual Great Lakes Invitational, coming up the 29th and 30th. And tickets are available for that. I think you can call the central ticket office up at the SDC, and they can give you details on how to get your tickets for the Great Lakes Invitational. And do remember, this is the last one at the Joe. And so that makes it a little bit special, I think. And the Huskies have not won this in a couple of years. They are looking to hopefully beat the Wolverines of Michigan in that first semifinal game, and then move on to the championship game on Friday the 30th against either Western Michigan or Michigan State. So it's going to be a great Great Lakes Invitational. And if you can't be there, we'll have the broadcast for you starting a half hour before, actually 37 minutes or 35 minutes before each drop of the puck here on Mix 93 WKMJ. So we got lots to talk about today. If you have any questions, you can email those in, dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. And we'll when we come back, we'll go over some of the other WCHA teams that were in action this weekend and how they did and whether or not the Huskies moved up in the paralyzed rankings, even though they were idle. So we'll be back. It's the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show. Turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light, raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Reminga knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach is busy doing things on the road, but he's checking in with us today as we get set for, well, we just had the first weekend off, Coach, and it's got to feel a little weird anyway to not be coaching games, but yet you're still on the recruiting trail, as I understand.
Oh, yeah, Dirk, there's no rest. You know, I was looking forward to putting my feet up on the desk like you probably have them right now and just sitting back relaxing. But in the hockey world, that doesn't happen. We'll get a couple days, but I was still at a tournament here in the Detroit area with, you know, I don't know, 40-some teams and four rinks from 7 in the morning till 10 at night. So go, Dirk, trying to find the next great player for Michigan Tech.
Well, I know a lot of people were interested to find out how the WCHA was going to do this weekend in some non-conference action and see if it could bolster a little bit of the, you know, in the pairwise rankings, that part of it. Big series between Bemidji State and Minnesota Duluth. The Beavers in a low-scoring affair on Friday night, tie in overtime 1-1 and lose a real tight game on Saturday night 2-1. So not great, but not terrible against one of the best teams in the nation.
Well, without a doubt, Dirk, you know, Bemidji's got a good team. They play well defensively. It looks, you know, I followed that series, watched a little bit, very similar to our series we had against Bemidji. So, you know, I expected, I guess, a low-scoring series just based on how Bemidji plays and how they defend. But it goes to show you that it's a fine line between, you know, Duluth's pretty well the unanimous number one team, you know, in the nation right now. And you know, Bemidji goes into Duluth, ties in Duluth. You know, they win the shootout after, which the 3-on-3 doesn't mean a whole lot. But then a tight game the next night, Duluth scores in the third period on a power play to get the one goal win, 2-1. So it's not a big separation, and that you know sometimes goes to show you that when you get down to picking these final 16 teams that make the NCAA tournament, obviously you have your automatic qualifiers, but the other teams, I mean, that's why it becomes so important to win these non-conference games, because there's not much separation between the teams. And if you can get in that tournament in a one game, you know, next team moves on, anything can happen. And that's why it's so imperative to win these non-conference games. They almost become more important than your conference games.
You look at the other non-conference series involving the WCHA teams. Minnesota State was playing at Princeton over the weekend. They lose on Friday night and come back and win on Saturday night, but they lose big on Friday night, 6-1. I was a little surprised at that score.
I was too, to tell you the truth. I mean, Minnesota State usually defends fairly well, you know, good goaltenders, good solid defense. But, you know, when you get on the road, when you got to travel, this time of year, I call it holiday hockey, Dirk. We've talked about this before, Thanksgiving time and right around the Christmas break or the break here. Finals week, I call it holiday hockey. Anything can happen. You know, guys are anxious to get home for the break and get on the road, and it just takes a little bit to throw you off. You know, I'm surprised, but Princeton has played well. They beat Bemidji, they swept Bemidji, as we know. Princeton then swept Quinnipiac, which was a top-10 team, and you know, now they lay it to Minnesota State pretty good on the Friday night. So I think that's a real wake-up call for Minnesota State, and obviously, they bounced back and won a hard-fought game the next night.
And then the only WCHA series in action this past week in Alaska, Fairbanks hosting Bowling Green. They split on the weekend, 3-2 in favor of Alaska on Friday night, and Bowling Green defeats Fairbanks by a score of 6-3 on Saturday night. Any surprises in that series when you looked at the box score or anything, Coach?
Not really, no. I mean, it's as you know, Dirk, you've been up there. It's a tough trip, and you know, Bowling Green came off a hard-fought series against us. I know they're in finals week. Again, guys are anxious to get home for the break, and now you got to go all the way up to Fairbanks and play. And you know, you got to be your best. I mean, you got to be. Not that Bowling Green wasn't, but just you know, when you watch the game and see how the goals play out, I mean, if you're just a little off, you know, Fairbanks can beat you. Fairbanks is a good team. We saw that when we were up there, and I think it just goes to show you how important and how well we played on that Alaska trip. You know, Minnesota State went up and lost to Fairbanks up there, so it's not an easy trip. I'm so happy we're done with that trip. You know, I guess is a maybe a good result for us. It keeps Bowling Green, you know, 10 points behind us in the standings. You know, going into the Christmas break gives us a little bit of a cushion or separation there. You know, they've got to play really well down the stretch to pass us, and that's key. I think, you know, obviously we have our sights on winning the McNaughton, but the big thing is you want to try to finish in that top two slot in your league, you know, one or two, just the way the playoffs are going to play out in our league this year.